Hey, welcome. In this lesson, we'll build a digital Ableton Live 12-phase bass blueprint for late-night roller weight. I'll guide you through setting up a two-layer wave-eatable bass inside an instrument rack, mapping macros and automating LFO phase relationships so the bass rolls and sits heavy in a late-night DNB mix. Lesson overview first, a quick overview. This is an intermediate automation lesson using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices, wave-eatable, utility, saturator, a Q8 and glue compressor. You'll create two complementary layers, a sub plus digital low layer and a mid slash high rolling layer. Then use macros and automation to control LFO phase offset, filter movement, layer balance and drive. The focus is automation, how to move the LFO phase and chain selection across an arrangement to go from tight daytime bass to full late night roller weight. What you will build a two-layer digital bass instrument rack. Layer A, SUB plus digital mid harmonics using wave-eatable and a synced LFO for gentle movement. Layer B, mid roll, a mid slash high focused wave-eatable with the same LFO rate but a phase offset so the layers roll against each other. Macro driven controls to automate LFO phase offset between layers, filter cutoff slash tone sweep, layer balance via chain or level mapping, drive slash saturation amount arrangement or clip automation that transitions the loop from tight to full roller weight. Now let's walk through it step by step. The exact phrase is used here. Digital Ableton Live 12-phase bass blueprint for late-night roller weight. Follow the steps below. A. Setup. Track. Instrument rack and chains. 1. Create a new MIDI track. 2. Drag an instrument rack to that track. 3. Inside the rack, create two chains. Name them Layer A, Sub plus Dig and Layer B, Mid Roll. B. Layer A, SUB plus DIG wave-eatable plus Sub 1. Drop wave-eatable into Layer A. 2. Patch settings. Keep the sub clean. Oscillator 1. Choose a sine or low blend wave-eatable. Use an octave down or the sub oscillator for the sub. Oscillator 2. Pick a digital-ish wave-eatable for mid-harmonic texture. Set warp to an FM or aliasing mode with a subtle amount, around 10-25%. Unison. 0-2 voices, minimal detune to preserve weight. Filter. Low-pass LP24 with cutoff roughly 8200 Hz. Add a touch of resonance for character. 3. LFO 1. Sync LFO 1 to the host. Try 1/2 or 1/4 bar. 1/2 is a good rolling DNB choice. Destinations. Wave-eatable position and filter cutoff with small depths position 520 units, cutoff minus 515. Set LFO 1 phase to 0 degrees for layer A. This will be our reference. C. Layer B. MID roll wave-eatable with phase offset 1. Drop a second wave-eatable into layer B. 2. Patch settings for the mid-roll. OSC 1. Select a harmonically rich wave-eatable zone for shimmer. Keep the sub-oscillator low or off on this chain. This chain focuses on mids and highs. Unison. 1/4 voices, modest width to avoid mono conflicts. Filter. Bandpass or a higher low pass with cutoff around 200-800 Hz so mids breathe. 3. LFO 1. Set the same rate as layer A so the motion is synchronized. Destinations, wave-eatable position and cutoff, with slightly larger amounts than layer A for contrast. Set LFO 1 phase to about 180 degrees for layer B. This opposite phase is the core trick that makes the layers roll against each other. D. Build a control surface. Instrument rack macros 1. Ensure the rack device is visible and enter macro map mode. 2. Map these macros. Macro 1. Phase offset. Map both wave-eatable LFO 1 phase parameters so turning the macro changes their relative phase. A reliable mapping approach. Map layer A phase min equals 0 max equals 180. Map layer B phase min equals 180 max equals 360 or invert 1 mapping so the macro moves the relative offset from aligned to opposite. Macro 2. Tone. Map both filters cutoffs. Give layer A a narrow range and layer B a wider range. Macro 3. Layer bell. Map the level of each wave-eatable in opposite direction so the macro crossfades layers. Macro 4. Drive. Insert a saturator after the rack or on the mid-chain and map its driver dry slash wet to this macro. Macro 5 optional. Chain selector. Map the rack's chain selector to a macro to jump between micro variations or to a sub-only state. 3. Exit map mode and name the macros clearly. Phase offset. Tone. Layer bell. Drive. Chain. E. Sub clean and mono 1. After the rack, add a Q8 and utility to ensure mono safety. Use an EQHP at 20 Hz if needed, and split low slash high processing if you prefer. Make the sub mono below tilde 120 Hz. The simplest approach is a dedicated sub-only chain in the rack with utility width at 0% and a low pass around 120 Hz. 2. Keep the sub-chain separate so any stereo LFO movement in the mid-chain cannot cancel the low end. F. Compression and sidechain glue 1. Add a saturator lightly for harmonic content, but favor saturating the mid-chain rather than a sub. 2. Add glue compressor on the bass bus and sidechain it to the kick. Use subtle gain reduction, roughly 1-4 dB. Set attack medium fast and release in tempo sync or auto. Map the sidechain amount or threshold to a macro if you want automated tightening. J. Automation and arrangement core automation moves 1. Automate the phase offset macro. Draw a slow ramp over 8 16 bars to move layer B's LFO phase into and out of alignment with layer A. Out of phase equals rolling mids. Aligned equals summed weight. 2. Automate tone filter cutoffs across sections to open or close the sound. 3. Automate layer bow to bring the mid layer in for drops and keep the sub dominant for verses. 4. Automate drive to add saturation during heavier sections. 5. Automate chain selector to switch to a big chain for full roll sections if you created one. H. Clip automation and per clip variation alternative 1. Use MIDI clip envelopes for loop specific motion. Open a MIDI clip. Go to envelopes, right arrow device, right arrow choose your instrument rack, right arrow select macro, one phase offset and draw per bar modulation. This is great for per loop rhythmic variety without global automation. Common mistakes to avoid: not monoing the sub. Opposite LFO phases can cause cancellation. Always keep sub mono below tilde 120 Hz. LFO rates too fast. Stick to synced 1/2 or 1/4 bars or low Hz 0.52 Hz for late night rollers. Oversaturating the sub. Saturate mids. Keep the sub clean. Mapping mistakes. When you map one macro to two parameters, invert ranges where needed. Otherwise, the macro will move both in the same direction and break the offset behavior. Conflicting automation. Avoid drawing overlapping clip and arrangement automation for the same macro. Pro tips: use small phase offsets on the sub 0-20 degrees and larger offsets for mids around 180 degrees to keep low end solidity. Automate LFO retrigger on slash off to vary rhythmic feel. Retrigger locks to notes, free run floats. Map LFO rate to a macro for quick global tempo sync changes. Use chain selector for micro variations. Sub only, sub plus soft mids, sub plus saturated mids plus top. Automate the selector for instant changes. Add a subtle 300-600 Hz boost on the mid-chain during drops for extra weight. When mapping two parameters to one macro, invert min slash max to get opposing behavior. Mini practice exercise goal: an 8-bar loop that shifts from tight to full roller weight. 1. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip with a simple half-time bass line. 2. Make layer A and layer B as described, with LFO 1 set to 1/2 bar. 3. Map phase offset macro, so macro equals 0 has LFOs in phase and macro equals 127 has them roughly 180 degrees apart. 4. Automate the phase offset macro. Keep it at 0 for bars 1-4. Ramp it to max by bar 5 and hold through 5-8. Also increase drive by plus 2-4 dB at bar 5. 5. Playback. Bars 1-4 should be tight and centered. Bars 5-8 should open into a rolling texture and feel heavier. Tweak depths, filter amounts and balance to taste. Recap: you followed a digital Ableton Live 12 phase bass blueprint for late night roller weight, two wavy-able layers with synchronized LFOs and controlled phase offsets, driven by instrument rack macros and arrangement or clip automation. Key elements to automate: phase offset, tone, layer balance, drive, and subtle side chain slash compression. Protect the sub by keeping it mono below tilde 120 Hz. Map macros carefully and use clip vs arrangement automation deliberately. Closing tip: treat phase offset automation as an arrangement tool. Pull the layers into alignment for club impact moments and let them roll out of phase to create movement, space, and that late night wait. When you've locked a great section, consider resampling it to audio to commit CPU and to further sculpt the result. That's it. Build it, automate it, and let the bass roll.